Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The bottom line is on this, though, I think strategically, and I'm sure the Trump people are saying, if you don't debate her, they're going to run out news cycles with this. They're going to go wild. This is the type of thing. Somebody who got there with no effort, really, through all kinds of backdoors, just lives to tout that she's a player. Everybody's afraid of her. Afraid of what? In a debate with Kamala Harris.
I'm afraid of her.
Other than anything remotely that they can say is misogynistic or racial, they'll go with, so you have to deal with that. But on policy, on what she's done, I mean, she couldn't and didn't get away with it with Lester Holt. What's your point, Lester, when she said, well, I haven't been to Europe too? Lester Holt had her right there. I mean, if that had been anybody other than a news person, he would have said, all right, we're going to need a few more minutes here with the vice president, and I'll explain what my point is here. My God, the cockiness of that, though.
You're not even a little bit afraid of her?
Well, you got to be afraid of the, what I would be afraid of is, I'll give you a case in point. This was one of the toughest I had. Lynn Doyle and I were friends. It was CN8. They used me a lot. And it was an issue on red light cameras, I think. Yeah, well, I think it was red light cameras. And against me on the other side, Dan, was this beautiful blonde woman. I didn't know at that point. I think it was a cousin of Kelly Ripa. And was put into a wheelchair by a drunk driver, even though I wasn't told it was a drunk driver. So you have someone who's been severely injured, sympathetic. What am I going to do, be screaming policy at them? Thank God I asked, was it a drunk driver? And I was able to make my point about red light cameras and why I oppose red light cameras. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I recognized there's an area of sensitivity there. That if you don't respect it and say, well, you ought to just treat everybody the same, well, then you're going to lose in a lot of situations. So with Harris, you just have to be cautious on some of the things that you know the media is going to pounce on. But she does have a glass jaw in the sense she has rarely, if ever, it's like same thing with Michelle Obama, maybe even more. How do I know what she's going to do under fire? Just Lester Holt, Dan, in 30 seconds was able to take her apart. She's not used to somebody punching back, so to speak. She's not used to it. It never happened. She never does anything where there's going to be any kind of confrontation. That's how she's made it to where she is today. She was in a state that is deeply, deeply blue. She was an insider, Willie Brown, all the way up.
You want the Lester Holt clip?
Yeah, let's hear the Lester Holt clip.
Okay. Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Well, put a button.
Okay.
Did he say anything after that? I know I think he said to put a button on it, Dan.
Yeah.
And then he was, how do you know? I think that's what the follow-up was. But notice, she thought she was ahead of the game by saying, we're tired of this. You can't keep on coming back at me on anything. Don't you understand? I don't engage. I don't have to do this stuff. Yeah.
Well, there's also, could be a good debater, but... You know, you're walking the dog and you pass woods and you hear this.
Right?
It's kind of scary, too.
Yeah. Well, there's that. Yeah, well, that's for ads. That's for people to put out there. You can do that in ads and all
they
that.
They do use
that's
it really exactly well, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. It's worse than Hillary. She's got more. So, look, when it's a male versus female, the thing I was telling you about Kelly Ripa's cousin, there are things that females are going to be more criticized for. They have to be careful about. And if you're in the ring debating something with a female like that, there are things that you have to be careful of as a male that are going to be problematic for you. Now, you could say, well, we ought to just look at people. Don't look at that. Yeah, well, come on now. What world are you living in? These are the things that are part of it. It's not just the words and the policies. But she has not had experience at actually, well, look who took her apart, even more than Lester Holt. Tulsi Gabbard. She didn't know what to do. When Tulsi Gabbard came at her from the populist side, what Harris did, as far as I can tell, as a DA, she was a Larry Krasner DA, except to make a mark, she went wild going after people, strangely, who were marijuana smokers. That was Tulsi Gabbard's point.
I do have the audio.
Yeah, we'll play it in a second. And yet, she pretty much admitted she smoked marijuana on the Charlemagne show, you know, same thing. And that's what Gabbard was getting at. But she really didn't have a response to this. Here's how it sounded with Tulsi Gabbard.
She'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Senator Harris, your response.
As the elected Attorney General of California, I did the work of significantly reforming the criminal justice system of a state of 40 million people, which became a national model for the work that needs to be done. And I am proud of that work. And I am proud of making a decision to not just give fancy speeches or be in a legislative body and give speeches on the floor, but actually doing the work of being in the position to use the power that I had to reform a system that is badly in need of reform. That is why we created initiatives that were about reentering former offenders and getting them counseling.
The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
All right. So it's very rare is the broader point I'm making here, you know, aside from the back and forth and the policies. She's not used to this. Now, I'm looking, Byron Donalds, Dan, is just on Fox right now. Byron Donalds was on with Bill Maher last week and that comedian Wilmore. Isn't it Wilmore, I think? And I could tell that Bill Maher, I know him pretty well, was really impressed with Byron Donalds. But he knows, you know, he's willing to go on the Bill Maher show. He knows Bill Maher is very liberal, progressive, anti-Trump. And he more than held his own. And you could see he's not getting unraveled. I've never seen him unraveled. He's used to being under attack. So Kamala Harris has not had a lot of batting practice, is the way to put this. She hasn't had a lot of real life experience where she's had to deal with people pushing back. And Lester Holt was just an example. So in a debate, no, I don't think she's necessarily overwhelming. I think that's a big advantage when you have to do it with a guy like Byron Donalds every time, except if he's on Fox, maybe. Then you get used to it. You're ready for it. If you missed that one, Dan, it was brilliant stuff. It was funny. He didn't go after Will Moore. He kind of tried to help him along. And Bill Maher just let them talk for 2 or 3 minutes at a time, a sign that he thought, wow, this is great TV. It was very good. On abortion particularly. He was really good.
That's the reason we have him on so much.
Yeah, well, I'd love to get him. I mean, yeah. And again, you see what it does. That's why I advise Republicans to go on places like this, because if you can throw some punches back and not get all ruffled, then when you get in debates, you get into policy on this stuff. And I mean, how many times has Kamala Harris in the last 4 or 5 years actually had to face somebody confronting her on anything where she wasn't shielded? And the answer is very, very little. Lester Holt was an example. All right, the Earl of Tacony holding in. Let's get the first on the side question today. Hey, Earl, good Friday. Go right ahead.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, a couple things. You're just batting 1,000 going through the show. First off, I'm not a hillbilly. I'm a mountain William.
Okay. Gotcha. All
PC.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for being PC.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. And Dan wanted to know about Dutch and German. The Pennsylvania Germans, the German word for German is Deutsch. So okay. When they used to say Pennsylvania Deutsch, they corrupted it to where it says Pennsylvania Dutch.
So that is Philadelphia Dutch.
So I have now, yeah, I've been in there, the Germantown for like 30 years. You know, my fine, I'm not some big mouth white guy from the suburbs. I'm a big mouth white guy from Germantown.
So what do we call people from Tacony? Are they the bridge people?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bridge people are old.
They're Taconians.
Well, we're an independent bridge from the rest of the Delaware Valley, or the Delaware River Bridge Commission. Anyway, you keep talking about the J.D. Vance not really being from Kentucky. Well, Joe left Scranton when he was 5 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he keeps saying, you know, I'm from Scranton.
That's a great idea, right, yeah.
I mean, you know, and the thing is, you know, Hillary never claimed to be from Scranton, despite the fact that her father was there. In fact, Hillary probably spent more time in Scranton than Joe did, because the Rodmans, used to vacation in a place called Lake Winona, right at the end of the Northeast Extension outside of Scranton.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, that's a great point. And they know this, Earl. They know they got the media advantage to help on this, that one of the things that everybody does that's in the public eye is they want to talk about where they're from and what they were taught by that. So it would be a fight to the death to try to tell me I'm not from South Philly. Come on.
But for my side question,
yes.
I agree with Dan. I have mayonnaise on my cheesesteak. I have a Philadelphia Whopper. I have the cheesesteak hoagie, which is the cheesesteak with mayonnaise, lettuce, and tomato. It's just a Whopper on a roll.
Okay. You and John Kerry, yes. Take mincing pieces of it at Mulligan sometime.
So
we'll kick you out of there.
You eat it with a fork and knife?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No. In fact, a good long hot really goes well with that. But one thing I used to have when I was a child, I haven't really had it lately, is salt on apple slices.
Okay. All right. We'll put that.
Sweet salt. Okay.
Yeah, it gives you the mix of the two, and you know, especially if you're out sweating in the summer, you know, the little extra salt as an excuse, you know, doesn't hurt.
It's almost like preparing you for a salt rim on a drink. You know, like a margarita. Okay.
Exactly.
I like it.
Thank you, Earl. Thanks very much. Yeah. I want to go to Patty. She's headed to the Deptford Mall. Patty, what's happening?
Hi. I wanted to touch base. I was listening to Dawn this morning talking about yesterday, the demonstrators with Netanyahu and how they were burning the American flag.
Right.
And so I was just coming back from Philly. I'm from Washington Township, but I was heading to the Deptford Mall. And there, lo and behold, on the corner is one man waving this huge Hamas flag. I'm still, like, upset about it, driving by it. There were people coming the opposite direction that looked like they were arguing with them. They did scream something out of the window, but I just can't even believe that now they're, you know, it was one thing they're in colleges and now, but now they're infiltrating neighborhoods. Like, I just, I'm not,
was
I
it,
don't know
was
how
it
people aren't getting upset.
Patty, was it Deptford Mall?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Standing right on the corner of where you get off 55.
Okay. So you're right. I mean, it's one thing when you think of these lairs, these places where you'd find that. Deptford Mall is not one of them, and it tells you the boldness of it, maybe the ignorance, maybe not, of what this group is all about.
Yeah, I don't understand how people aren't getting upset about this. Go home, go live with them then. Go. This is the United States. Like, they're burning our flags. Like, people should be so infuriated about this.
Exactly. Thank you, Patty. Yeah, as Netanyahu said, gays for Gaza. That's like chickens for Chick-fil-A.
It's clip of the year so far, I think.
Oh, yeah. And he delivered it beautifully. He was really on the other day. I think even Democrats thought, you can't be booing and going nuts here. We'll leave that
to
Harris. That's
amazing. Absolutely amazing. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC.
I said KFC. I don't know why I went with Chick-fil-A there. Okay.
Because Chick-fil-A is clearly superior.
Yeah, the problem, yes. Yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Oh, I'm seeing. See, that's why this topic. I see what Robert has like. Dude, just, I'm an anti-gravy guy. Not gravy,
what gravy
really means.
Why are you anti-gravy?
All those brown gravies and all. My skin
what
is crooked. Turn that YouTube off.
What is wrong?
My skin's breaking out here thinking about that. You know what it is? Because when you have red, when you have Italian gravy, when you have actual gravy talk about.
So you're just upset about the name?
The brownness of it is just offensive.
Have you ever had KFC gravy that they put on their mashed potatoes?
Oh, God.
It is wonderful. They did an entire episode of South Park where Cartman wants to have a pool of KFC gravy because it is that delicious.
Well, never do this topic again. Jim, you write that down because Dan's off on this. He eggs on to this. Can't we do the underrated food combos together?
A couple weird ones, too.
Yes.
We can come bring him in on this one.
He's not going to do that. No, he knows.
Jim's like,
he's from South Philly.
He gets
the gravy thing. All right, coming up, your calls, and just as we suspected, a leaked Democrat memo. How to say that Harris was not the border czar has ended up out there in the hands of the media, who then have dropped it, and now we have it. I'll give you some of the details. How do you go about proving something that we know is factual? Where's the fact checker? Where's the Dale guy? Why doesn't Fox have a fact checker? You know, we should have a special job here at the station.
Well, everything you say on your network is factual.
Right. Then we could do that. Yeah, well, or on Talk Radio 1210. Dan is 6'8".
Yeah,
well, he's 6'7" and 9'10".
Yeah, Dom can outrun a bear, sure.
I'm 6'1¼". All right.
Throw a football 40 yards.
I could throw a football 40 yards. Yeah. This is my hair. Well,
Thank you.
Well, true.
Hold on. That's true, though.
Get that Dale guy in here. We'll show that.
Tony.
Yeah, where's Tony? Tony, come to the Don Trump Jr. event. You can feel the hair there. I'll allow that night, just to show that it's real.
So is it because gravy's meat-based that you're distasteful towards?
It's the brownness of it. The brown. I can't stand it.
Can you eat chocolate ice cream?
Yeah, chocolate ice cream's fine.
But it's brown.
Yeah, but you have red gravy. I mean, you know, it's offensive.
But it's completely, that's sauce. That's completely different than gravy.
I would eat at Italian restaurants or have Italian food every night forever. There you go.
So for Thanksgiving, what's on Dom's plate?
I have turkey.
You do have turkey for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving.
You want that trip to Fando's. but the gravy.
No gravy.
You just have to.
Would you
turkey
like some
is
gravy
so dry, though.
Not to me. I'm watching all these other people with the gravy. Oh, my God.
Cotton mouth from your dinner.
All right. We got to get off this. We got to get off the gravy because that image will be in my mind.
Can we just get Robert's answer real quick? I feel bad that he's been saying.
Well, I'll go to it coming up. Yes, he's only been a little bit. He's got chicken gravy. Chicken gravy on top of it. 855-839-1210. You get on board here. By the way, Leslie's in Bryn Mawr. Bryn Mawr, Swarthmore, and Haverford are three of the 20 remaining colleges that still demand you show that you've gotten your full COVID vaccinations. We have three of them here still in the Delaware Valley.
What is going on?
Out of the whole country, there's only 20. Three of them right there.
So being a hypochondriac that I am, when I found out that Biden allegedly got COVID, I thought to myself, it's been a while since I took a booster.
You did tell me that.
Yeah.
We remember how you got one of the first shots.
I did.
That was tricky, yes.
Well, I was like patient zero. I didn't have COVID, but I was sick very early on, and everyone around here was saying that it was my fault that it spread around here. And
I didn't know that.
I wanted to offer
an olive
branch.
Let me know if you get another one then. All right, 855.
I was the Rudy Gobert of WPHD, allegedly.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just saying, you can carefully, too, talk about some of these issues that are there, but it's got to be very careful. And Fox should have gone after that guy yesterday who likened her to that regrettable woman that I can't even say the name in the process. Yeah. I don't want people Googling, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, if you're going to get in a presidential race, then you better have your big girl panties on. This isn't, you know, playing bridge and we're all going to politely chat amongst each other. This is a battle for the country right now.
Yep, exactly.
This isn't it's not a typical election. So, you know, there is evidence. I just sent you something that she could be held responsible for the whole Russian invasion of Ukraine.
I think that goes a little bit too far. So let's talk about it.
I
Leslie,
know. If you read that article.
Well, I know that she went there. She said to them, don't, and all that. Then they did. They can easily explain. You got to face it. It's Biden and Biden's weakness that triggered that. And that accrues to Trump in a positive way. I think there's better stuff to your initial point. But give me the thing that you think is underrated.
Well, I don't think it's underrated. I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole, but they've taken the you know, iconic Rice Krispie treats, and instead of Rice Krispies, you use Flaming Hot Cheetos and marshmallow.
Oh, my God. Oh. Thank you, Leslie. Yeah, that's not underrated, though. That's completely out there.
I have no desire for it.
All right, we know. We'll find out. We'll tell them the side question that Jeff Van Drew coming up next. We'll have scotch with anything, apparently. He had a chance to grill Christopher Wray on the outgrowth of the Secret Service testimony, then ahead of the FBI. What did he ask him about? And apparently this Trump questionnaire done in some FBI offices, and if you check off too many pro-Trump stuff, as I understand it, you're not going to move forward in the FBI. We'll ask him about that and Christopher Wray next. Congressman Jeff Van Drew, here's a little bit of him back and forth with the FBI director, Christopher Wray.
On another tangent here, you know, I've got to wonder how many qualified people were passed in order for Director Cheadle to get her 30% quota. That's a lousy way to run an agency, especially when it's dealing with law enforcement, to say we've got to have 30% of anything. And I worry about these practices because it's policy over protection. And Director Wray, I know that some things were left to you. I understand that. But one of your early acts on the Biden presidency was hiring the FBI's very first chief diversity officer. And since that time, and even before your time, and you're going to disagree with me, but respectfully, I'm going to disagree with you. Recruitment standards under your lead has resulted in deterioration in many areas, including physical fitness, illicit drug use, financial irregularities, mental health issues, full-time work experience, and integrity. And I know you dismissed them, but in October 2023, they are a prestigious group of retired FBI special agents and analysts both expressed concern regarding the FBI's willingness to recruit agents that, quote, I'm not saying this, they said it, not me, can't even pass the new relaxed standards for fitness, who are illiterate in some cases and need lessons, educational lessons, don't want to work weekends or after hours, their words, and have serious disabilities or mental health issues, which is not the place for them.
Wait a minute. Don't want to work weekends or after hours. Put me in charge. Oh, man.
It's nice to not work.
There we go. Let's go to Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Always good to be with you, Dom.
Absolutely. So how did you feel with the response from the FBI director on this?
Well, you know, here's the deal. I mean, it's the same FBI director that said he didn't know anything about agents going into Roman Catholic churches because they considered them domestic terrorists, didn't know anything about the millions of innocent people whose personal lives were checked into by the FBI using FISA, a process that was only supposed to be after international actors that were doing, you know, terrorist activity around the world. Same FBI director that had allowed people to go, agents to go into school boards and, you know, check into parents that were just expressing their viewpoint about their kids' education. So I've got a choice here. I'm either going to believe what he said at the hearing, and I was respectful and nice. We usually even go at it harder. Or I'm going to believe all these retired agents and analysts who have absolutely no reason to lie, who just want the FBI to be what it always has been. And let me say to you, Dom, the vast majority of men and women who work at the FBI are doing a great job. Every race, every color, every creed, whatever they are.
Exactly.
But you've got to be able to do the job. And if you don't want to work weekends and you don't want to be hard and you don't want to, you know that sometimes you've got to risk your life to save a president or a member of Congress or anybody, then you do not belong there. That's that simple.
Yeah, and I see him every time I see his face, Jeff. I think, look, everybody makes mistakes. President Trump, I think, has learned by this. It's going to be a much better second term buttoned up. This was a bad choice. Maybe Chris Christie got in his ear with Ray. That's what I suspect. I don't know about you. But this was a bad pick by Trump of Christopher Ray.
Well, you know, two things. One good choice of Trump was not to hire Chris Christie. So
yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't honestly. I mean, I knew Governor Chris Christie. He's not the same man that I knew that I dealt with when I was a state senator in the New Jersey legislature. He did a good job in many ways in New Jersey. What has happened to him? I mean, my God, he was on The View the other day. But anyhow, going back to this, I'm deeply disturbed by a lot of what Ray has done. And I agree with you. President Trump was trusting a lot of people around him. He was a businessman, not a career politician. He has learned so much about so much in the last few years that I think it's going to be an even better, and it was a good administration, but I think it's going to be an even better, more focused administration than before.
Now, last time around we talked about, and you did it, if you remember, I stopped you and emphasized that because I think it was exactly the right thing. Just a kind word toward J.D. Vance about how to move forward. I'm just reading a column from a guy that we have on who's a deep conservative and believes that Vance is in a bit of trouble here as far as some of the polling and other things. Now, we know the media is going to go after whoever it is that Trump would pick. But what are your thoughts on going forward with J.D. Vance now?
Well, he's got to show his true self, which is a caring, compassionate man who loves the United States of America and is going to truly be a good and great vice president. And he loves his family. He loves the people of America. So he's going to go through hell, though, because this is going to be an attack on two fronts. And I said this from the very beginning, and you know this, Tom. They are going to go after, obviously, and they already have, after President Trump. I mean, they're trying to say he didn't get shot in the ear. He didn't get shot, that it was shrapnel. Now, you heard that Christopher Ray said that it could have been shrapnel. It wasn't. It was the bullet. And his physician, Ronnie Jackson, just put out a statement saying he was shot. But you know what? They were trying to shoot him in the head. And whether it literally, and it wasn't shrapnel, but whether they missed and hit a piece of shrapnel and that hit him in the ear, or whether it was the bullet that went soaring past his ear, what the hell is the difference? The point is that somebody was on a rooftop way too close to where he was using a scope that could easily have shot him in the head. And I'm sure had it sighted right, it's only that President Trump turned his head at the last minute. But they're going to go after him about everything. And they're gonna
let me ask you to that point. Look, I'm usually the anti-conspiracy guy on this, and I don't see how there could have been a conspiracy, but to shoot at him. But could there have been this idea, we're just not going to give Trump the desired number of people? Trump ought to get more than anybody, former president, current candidate, and a lightning rod. How do we explain, you've been in this, you know, grilling these people, how do we explain that that guy got there? The failure is beyond belief.
Failure is so bad. I mean, not only, you know, and some of what we did learn at that hearing judiciary, this man, Crooks, was actually sighting the area, had a drone of his own to check out the area, mm-hmm. had researched it, had been there more than one time, and sort of planned this out. How they didn't notice that, I only can compare it to the Wildwood event, which I was intimately involved in, when we had Secret Service working with the Sheriff's Department, working with police in many different municipalities across the entire area, focused, organized, ready service agents out in boats, on the water, up in the areas where they have the rides behind those iconic pictures where the president was, or the entire area. The board was, they had it under control and were being careful. I don't know what the hell happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, but we should find out, and it should never happen again. I don't think it was a conspiracy, but I do think that they've been sometimes reluctant, President Trump said this, to give him the protection he needs, and not only him. They did the same thing to Robert Kennedy Jr., who obviously needs protection. Two members of his family were assassinated.
Well, that's where the politics came in, because they put 12 extra people with Dr. Jill Biden on that day and only three with Trump. And we don't want her to be unprotected, but she's not a target. Trump might be the biggest target, arguably, one, two, or three that we've ever seen in political history.
Absolutely. But they're going to try to minimize the fact that he was shot, was pushed down to the ground, rose up quickly, put his fist up in the air, and was still there for America. And they can do all they want. When you look at that picture, you see what happened. Same thing with J.D. Vance, though, to go back to your original question. Jennifer Aniston has come out now, who's a very popular, actress from Friends. You're going to have the celebrities, one after another after another. They're going to take things out of context. Look, I'll be honest with you, Don. It's amazing we're ever even close in these elections, because we've got the media against us, we have education against us, we have government against us, we have celebrities against us. Thank God we have the average hardworking American man and woman who is with us.
You got that, certainly, when we have guys like Jeff Van Drew in the forefront. Congressman, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.
You too. Enjoy the weekend, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
All right, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, I don't know if he's going to be. He's going to be at the Big Whales fundraising event, Dan. I hope to see if we can get him over to the Don Trump Jr. event. Don't forget, that's been rescheduled to September 12th. A lot's going to happen between now and September 12th. You get your tickets over there at the Scottish Rite Auditorium. You go to 1210WPHT.com. Don't be shut out from this. All right, coming up, our entertainment guy, Scott Cronick, is here. Robert's been waiting a long time, Dan. Let me take him here briefly. Robert, give me your side dish, your underrated food. Yeah.
Hi, Dom, Dan. It's good to talk to you guys. I'm almost afraid to give my answer, but I'm not worried about Kamala. And I just wanted to say that after 4 years of a Russia collusion hoax, the media gave us 4 years of a Biden delusion hoax.
Gotcha.
And I can't believe people still watch them. But at any rate, I found out somebody turned me on to this, and it wound up being almost a comfort food to me, and that would be French fries and chicken gravy. The thicker the French fry, the better. And I promise you, even you, Dom, if you try, you'll go, this isn't bad at all. And I'm going to leave it there. And you guys have a great weekend, man. I miss you guys, but I've been listening. Have a great one, Dom.
Thanks, Robert. Scott, a couple things on Netflix, and I finally got Dan watching one of them. Three things. The Hard Knocks things, maybe because of Saquon Barkley coming to the Eagles, and maybe because the GM that's the star of this is such a weaselly figure. I think this is a very good Hard Knocks and a look inside football, particularly the draft. Hard Knocks on HBO, Scott, is a very good one.
He's kind of like that good next door neighbor who's like, you know, like you trust him and you think he's mowing his lawn, but he's really looking in your window. You know what I mean? Like he's like you're right. He's a weasel, but you know what? That's probably 99% of general managers in the National Football League, in my opinion. I think that's prerequisite for the job. Now, I never watched the other ones, but because it was New York Giants, I thought it was intriguing. So I'm with you. I'm captured and waiting on the edge of my seat for the next episode. And when I first watched the first episode, it was because of the Saquon Barkley thing. And then I was like, all right, I'm hooked. You know, I really like it.
Absolutely. You have not watched Receivers. Dan, you started to dabble in it or no?
A little bit, yeah. It's similar to Quarterbacks, which is a Netflix former one, but different, right. And it kind of goes a little bit more inside baseball, and I like that about it.
But it's not.
I think Hard Knocks is like the OG behind the scenes kind of series, right. And I don't think anything really lives up to the HBO Hard Knocks.
Yeah, but the Receivers, I would tell people, it's you really get a sense of how hard you get hit and how many injuries he's got. Not catastrophic, but constant, and it's very, very inside.
So I'm only, we'll keep it the sports theme real quick. I'm only halfway through it, so I'll give you the full report next time. But I'm two episodes into the new HBO documentary, Charlie Hustle, about Pete Rose. And so far, so pretty great. Dan, guess what number is on my Phillies jersey?
What number?
Well, do you know what Pete Rose's number is?
Not offhand, no.
Terrible. Well, 14. 14, because you know what, man? I think other than Reggie Jackson, Pete Rose is my favorite player of all time. So I'll tell you what, so far, two episodes out of four episodes, it's excellent.
Does it pan positively or negatively? Sorry to interrupt there.
I think it doesn't do either. I think it does what a good documentary does. I think it tells you what it is and lets Pete speak for himself. And the way Pete Rose is, trust me, nobody has to present him negatively. He does that pretty good all on his own.
Beautifully put. I commend it too, and I like Rose. I've interviewed him once, Scott, but it's a pretty sad individual. They don't attack him. They just let him play out how sad of a life this is in a lot of ways.
Well, that's what Al Michaels, he's interviewed in it, and they said, you know, a lot of people say what's going on with Pete Rose is tragic. He says the word I use is sad. That's exactly right.
Oh, boy, we're really on this. The one thing that I don't like, and it pops up on HBO, and I'll admit, I have one of those things, I hate it so much,
no, I'm with you, Dom.
I don't even watch it, is House of the Dragons.
Oh, I love it.
Dan, I told you about this.
No, it's me and you. It's the Lord of the Rings, a fantasy crap that we can't relate to. Everyone's into Game of Thrones. You're having parties for it, and we had the FOMO over here because we just said, I can't relate. I can't get into it.
Yeah, listen, if you're not into the fantasy Dungeons & Dragons world, you're not going to like this. But, you know, if you are, it's like porn, man. I mean, it is like as good as it gets, like as far as fantasy goes. And when you look at it, you realize, like, how are they, you know, this stuff is what they used to only put it, you know, on a movie screen so that would make hundreds of millions of dollars at the box office. But now you're sitting on your couch watching full-length movies, right, you know, an hour at a time, right on your TV, on your couch. And I'll tell you what, this one is, I think it's maybe not as good as some of the seasons of Game of Thrones was, but it's really, really good. Really good.
Dan has a question.
Yeah, so the production value of House of Dragon is very appealing. Game of Thrones had that too, and I hear the production value of The Acolyte's very good over on Disney Plus Star Wars, but the content, the wokeness is pretty bad. Your thoughts on the entire series, has it improved? Where we stand on that?
No, I disagree. I think it looks awful. I think it's horrible. Like when to me, Star Wars is the epitome of like that should be the greatest thing on television, right? I mean, that's what everybody has modeled everything after, Star Wars. So the fact that you can watch other shows like, you know, House of Dragons or Shogun or Fallout, and they look 1,000 times better than Star Wars is embarrassing to Disney. And not only does it look bad, it is literally the worst piece of drivel that Star Wars has put out, like, in a long, long, long time. It's not only, I don't even care about any of that. I just want it to be entertaining, and it is just pure awfulness. Avoid at all costs.
Give us your best thing right now, Scott, that you'd recommend now or in the immediate future.
It's total mindless drivel, but I really enjoy Presumed Innocent. That is the Jake Gyllenhaal movie that was based on the Scott Turow novel that a lot of people might remember was a Harrison Ford movie years ago. And Alan Pakula directed that. Very good movie, actually. This is an 8-hour series. It is about a guy who, a lawyer prosecutor, who was accused of killing his assistant prosecutor. And it's soap opera, mindless kind of stuff by David E. Kelly, who did Ally McBeal and The Practice and a lot of great shows. And I think it's really well written, very great ensemble of actors, and it's on Apple TV, and I really think it's a lot of fun, a good binge, a real good binge.
Have you reached the finale yet, Scott? There's a lot of rumors that the finale is really underwhelming, kind of kills the series, and how much does a finale matter to a series?
I think the finale matters a lot, but the finale, I gotta be honest with you, I didn't see coming, so I kind of like that because I thought I already had it all figured out. Maybe it's not the greatest ending of all time, but how can you get that upset over a show that you kind of know what it is going into it? And I mean, I think the fact that it delivered a little surprise was more than I expected, so I was actually okay with it.
What do we have going on in AC where you are, Scott, this weekend?
This weekend, there's, lots of stuff comes to Tennessee Avenue Beer. We got a couple great beers this weekend. We have brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. And there's a lot of comedians in town. There's a lot of good stuff going on. And I highly recommend The Hook at Caesars. I keep telling people, go check it out. It's an amazing show that everyone should check.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
All right. Tennessee Beer Hall, Scott Cronic, our entertainment czar. Somebody's got to have that czar title.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.